Welcome back to By George Warm Up Preseason Game 3. Or should I say podcast?
Game 3?
Right.
Well, it's episode 2.3.
Okay.
And it's our third addition to our preseason. We got one more coming at you right before the season starts. But let's get right into it. Mason Madness. We went. It was fun. We have glowing reviews.
Literally, things were glowing in the arena. It was awesome. But
and we were right there. We were taking pictures as the players were coming out. I don't know if you've seen them yet, but Chris Jones is our photographer. He got great photos.
Thank you.
Check our Instagram at @by_George. But tell us about a couple of the acts that were at Mason Madness. A
couple of the acts. Well, first of all, let's just talk about who we were sitting next to. The Darryl Green, Hall of Famer, Redskin for life. But back to the show. It started with the, what's that? The America's Got Talent, the quick change duo. And so it's just pretty much like an old couple that changes their clothes in like under a second. They pretty much put up like a sheet and then they drop and their clothes change.
And we were it sounds
kind of dumb, but it was tight.
And we had angles that we should have seen the trick. And I can't point to it. I couldn't see the trick.
I could see behind the curtain, right. And I couldn't tell what the trick was.
All right, dog bit. Did you find it excited or not?
The dogs were tight.
Yeah.
They're flipping, you know, skipping, twirling, doing all that crap. They were amazing. They were catching frisbees. The entire Mason basketball squad.
That shocked me.
Yeah. They were standing up.
The team was size. So if they're size, I'm size. Bring back the dogs like every year.
Right. The dogs were tight. And then finally you had the dunk competition.
And we had been begging for it in our previous podcast. I don't know if you listened to 2.2.
We literally called out Mason for not doing the dunk contest anymore.
Were they listening?
I hope so.
Well, the guy actually was listening that told us. His name's Graham something. But, yeah, no, he corrected me. Well. But did it bomb? Was it fun? Did the dunk contest deliver? Overall, did you miss out on seeing the scrimmage?
Look,
I don't know.
Go to our Twitter. Go to our Instagram. You'll see some of the dunks in slow-mo. We got the Grayer and the Troy Tamara dunk. They were the two that were the finalists. Troy won the night with the one dunk in slow motion. You'll see it on our feed. It was awesome. They had legit like NBA style dunks.
Yep. They looked athletic. And that's kind of what, you know, Chris said we were looking for going into Mason Madness was just to find out, you know, who can jump, who can run fast.
Ian Boyd can jump. AJ Wilson can jump.
I mean, they were all dunking in the dunk line. Like, it was getting me psyched that that's our new dunk line. Like,
dude, even Kamari was getting up there.
All of them. AJ. I mean, it's just Otis is throwing alley oops. Like, if he. By his, I don't want to get carried away here, but by his junior and senior season, he's going to be throwing alley-oops to some athletic guys, and they already showed that last year.
Right. Well, so. Overall, though, the dunks were impressive. We didn't get to see a scrimmage, but we'll get to the scrimmage later that week, later in the episode. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back. Come on down to George Mason University November 12th to see the George Mason Patriots take on the Towson Tigers. Watch basketball made great again as Dave Paulson and Otis Livingston look to take on the Atlantic 10 Conference. They're going to drain the swamp. This ad is brought to you by Donald Trump. Yo, you got a nice rack.
Ooh, thanks, Jones.
I meant the rack like
our practice facility?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
okay.
What I meant.
Well, we're still trying to get another practice facility, right?
Yes, exclusively for the basketball team.
That'd be awesome. Okay, so the RAC open practice, it happens every October. It's a good way to learn about your incoming freshmen and also just about, you know, how your offense and defense is going
to
look.
And pretty much for crazy fans like us, you're just dying to see the team, dying to see the players. You just want to see, did they build any muscle over the summer? What do these freshmen look like? And so this is the first opportunity to see them. We don't have Kenner League anymore, so this is our first opportunity. So it was nice.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Yep. So I would say what I took away from it is I think we're actually going to be a lot bigger than I originally thought. I didn't know if Danny Helvao was going to play. I didn't even think he was practicing before I went to that practice.
And, he ran well. He didn't seem like he had any tendonitis issues in the knees.
And he's big.
Right. He's very big.
And Danny Dixon, I mean, he's 6'10", and he, I actually thought that it looked like he could log some minutes.
He bulked up, looked a lot better. Him and Troy were going at it down low. Troy looked very good, very strong, made some really good moves. Jumping, he had his athleticism. He overall probably impressed me the most.
Yeah, Troy did?
Yeah.
Yeah. I could see himself working his way into the starting lineup at some point this season.
As a four?
As a four or a five. We'll see what Jalen does. I mean, you know, I've said openly on here, I don't know how confident I am of him as a starter.
I don't think the scrimmage helped.
No.
You know, change any of that. So, yeah, he was fouling a lot.
And he doesn't really finish at the rim. It's a lot of fading away. But don't get me wrong, I think he could also turn it around to be a great player. 10 points, 10 rebounds a game type guy. What else did we learn from the game or from the practice? The freshman, I think Kamar or
Kyer,
I think he could be like a backup point guard.
And so when they started the scrimmage, they essentially had the starters on the green team, and then they had the backups sort of on the white team. And so Kyer was with the starting five, albeit, you know, Grayer did not play. He had an ankle issue, so he sat. So obviously that'll probably be reserved for him. But to know that Kyer's, you know, up in, you know, the first man off the bench for Grayer, that's telling.
Right. And he could be another ball handler at the same time.
He looked good. No, he looked comfortable with the ball. He shot well. He kind of just did everything pretty well.
And we haven't had a backup point guard in some time, so that kind of excites me that maybe we did just find a guy who could fill that role for a little while.
Sure.
So I was excited for him.
I thought Kamari Newman shot well.
Yeah.
He sank a few threes. His shot looks, you know, just as good as, you know, his mixtapes. Like, I don't know. He just delivered. That's right. What we were expecting.
Yep.
Who else did pretty well? Obviously, Otis did everything. You know, he was... You know, at one point he took the game over. He scored like 10 straight points or something.
Right. I mean, his form, it just looks flawless. He jumps high enough. I mean, he did nothing but just prove that he could potentially be an A-10 first team type of guy in his career at Mason.
He's a legit court manager. He has that leader instinct.
And then he can score. So if your guy has to step back and help side defense and you leave him open, he might be a three-point threat. So, I mean, he just continued to prove that.
And one last person I want to talk about, Moore.
Yeah? What about him?
He just scored at will.
Right.
He just attacked the bucket, got to the rim, scored, or got fouled. He was getting up for rebounds. I mean, dude is legit. Sorry.
And you always say, he could potentially be top three at Mason in rebounds this year.
Right.
I mean, right up there with 6+.
Right.
So, I mean, he can do it all if he can stay healthy. We have a very athletic starting lineup. And I think even whereas before we didn't have confidence in the depth because they're freshmen, I'm fully embracing these 2 years of playing freshmen for 2 years and letting them mold. And maybe we surprise some teams, and then maybe next year we go out and we ball out.
Yeah, I think next year is really the first opportunity to put expectations on this team. But this year you kind of just got to see, you know, I at least we're doing some things well. We're not going to win a lot of games, but you just want to see us going in the right direction. So
I did notice some intensity focused on defense, even if it was just in the half-court set. We were picking up right at the half-court line. You could hear Paulson screaming for intensity. I think it's because he noticed that he has the athleticism, and he's going to have to get after it in the open court because our back end may not be so big at times. So I think we're going to show the ball handler some pressure, and I think we have the athleticism to do it, and that gets me sized.
Right, that gets me sized. Two.
All right.
One other thing. Kudos to Mason for giving us pizza.
Right.
Paisanos delivered.
Yeah.
Go to paisanos.com for a fresh hot pizza. Tell them By George sent you.
but it was delicious. We ate about 4 slices each and had a Coke.
Right.
And just cocked back. You know, we talked the Dave Paulson. I mean, the guy is willing to talk to you.
He's open.
He's answering questions.
Is open. The players stuck around and chatted with fans, signing autographs. Wow. You know?
Yeah. I mean,
that's great.
They really are there. They really are there for fan appreciation. So we appreciate it. Thank you, Mason, for everything. Segment 3 coming up. Man, do I have an offer for you. Listen up. If you tweet out our website with your favorite podcast, I got a free shirt with your name on it. I don't know if you've seen them around campus yet, but if you see a big circle with a BG and a big X, you know it's us, By George. Follow us at By George Mason on Twitter and at By _ George on Instagram. Retweet for a chance to win. Be my senior either. They've either or I be there. Either way, you need a visa. I ain't talking about MasterCards, debit cards either. Credit charge, Kermit the Frog, margaritas. Yeah, she got a man, homie. All right, welcome back. I want to intro a new segment. It's called And That's the Bottom Line. And so this is where we kind of just talk about something on campus. We have like a little bit of a rant. I know that we've been pretty positive this episode. Time to get a little negative. All right. So, Brian, what are we going to be talking about?
We'll talk about our experience at the Ratskeller pre-Mason Madness.
And if anybody, you know, doesn't know, that is an on-campus bar in the heart of campus. You'd think a bunch of kids would be there, maybe getting drunk before Mason Madness.
I mean, kids with their fake IDs trying to get people to buy them drinks. I mean, that's a place to get alcohol on campus. Go hang out there if you're listening.
Right. And I know it's incredibly lame. Like, I'm sure a bunch of students probably consider it the worst place in the world to go to. But, yeah, no one was there. We sat down and, you know, what do I see?
Right.
First
Why
of
is
all,
it lame?
Well, it's covered with football shit. Right. I mean, we sat on like a miniature field that's on the bar. It's like,
remind us again, do we have a football team?
We don't. But I mean, so, I get it. It's NFL season, whatever. But then they have like a ton of jerseys hanging like right above the bar.
Blocking TVs.
Random players. It's like Antonio Gates and like, you know,
I had no idea it was Mason Madness that night.
Right.
And you'd expect empty on a bar on Mason that they're Mason just, Madness would be advertised.
I think, though, the bar is, it's doing something wrong. Look, even at the bar itself, it had just a bunch of empty wine bottles and empty beer cans. You know, they were displaying like what drinks they had. Can you at least put a full wine bottle
Haven't
out
people
or a can
learned
of beer? It's just like, it just looks like trash.
You don't want shit just like all over your walls. You want something that looks clean, well together, thought
There's
out,
dust
Mason
everywhere.
Colors.
The place bomb.
Right. So,
and the soundtrack, I felt like I was going to kill myself.
And Chris and I always talk about it. The two essential ways to make your bar tight, you serve cheap drinks and you have good music. If you have good music that's getting people excited, they'll come back. They'll relate to it. When you're playing 50s doo-wop, no one's relating to that.
And then it's like, oh, well, hey, let me at least like look up and see what the game's like. I can't even see a TV. I'm looking at the side and underneath part of a TV. I have to look around this like brick column just to see like Seinfeld is on in the corner.
There's no need to be a pretend sports bar. Just be a cool, hip bar for students to go to on campus and promote things that are happening on campus. It's really not that difficult.
Right. So overall, it was kind of a meh experience.
But we always go back.
And that's the bottom line, cause Stone Cold said so.
It's convenient. If you want to get like a quick beer before a game, it's like right
Beers
there.
Beers used to be $2. Now they're like $3.25.
Right.
So
times
the prices
are
going up
times
and the
are
times
tough.
Are going down.
Right. So that's just like our little rant. And that's
And we'll keep going back. We just want to see it be a focal point because I'm not sure how many campuses have bars on them. And I don't think it's utilized properly.
Right. It was just kind of low energy. And before, like, whenever I went to Mason, like, there'd just be a ton of kids playing Magic out there.
Right.
And I still think that happens. But anyways, I mean, it doesn't matter. I'm just
the
saying.
The whole campus, though, had a vibe of, like, nothing's going on. What's going on? Until I got to Eagle Bank Arena.
Well, we
and I saw a line.
But we showed up with, like, a ton of shirts that we wanted to hand out on campus. And we were trying to find, like, kids that were wearing Mason gear to give the free shirts to.
Right. If you did get a free shirt, I mean, please take a picture of yourself in it. Talk about it. Throw us a retweet, for God's sakes, at By George Mason on Twitter. But yeah, we handed out some free shirts.
That's
we
not happening.
We talked to a bunch
of people.
None of those
kids are listening to this.
Dude, people, I was shocked. People knew By George. There were people. I gave shirts to people who already followed us, and I was like, damn it, because that was clearly not the goal. But
I'm not going to lie, that makes me feel really good.
Right. People are listening, and they're like, oh yeah, we see your Instagrams all the time. They're tight. Look at our last picture. It's got 100 likes. My guy Chris Jones is stepping up on the camera. So well,
that would break it.
Check us out. At @By_George on Instagram and @By George Mason on Twitter. And check our website out at @By George @By George.giantkiller.co.
Yeah.
All right.
Something like that.
Yep. episode 3 of the preseason over. We're getting excited for the start of the season.
One more episode. We're going to talk about the upcoming season, at least our first game against Towson. So tune in next week. We'll drop it
Monday, sure, before the season starts.
Yeah, let's say that.
All right, guys. Talk to you later.
We're out.
Songs follow chronological order. Border on Border by Night Moves, Love Ick by Mura Masa featuring ASAP Rocky, and Out of My League Josh 1 Remix by Fitz and the Tantrums. Peace.